Okay, today's daf is Sota, daf Chav Gimel, and we are on the last daf of the third parak here in Maseches Sota in Parak HaYanotel, and we are up to the last Mishnah here in the third parak, relating to the zechus, the potential zechus of a woman if she drinks the Mayim Hamarim and she has certain zechuyos, so then maybe the zechus will delay the punishment. And that's what we discussed a couple of days ago, is the zechus HaMitzvah, zechus HaTorah. That's what we had back on Daf Chaf. But we have mentioned a number of times the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, and today the Shita of Rabbi Shimon comes up in its source. Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah rejects this whole idea of his zechus helping out in the Mayim Hamarim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chaf Beis Amabeis in the Mishnah, Ein Zchus Tola B'Mayim Hamarim. He does not agree with the whole idea of Zchus. Yes, there's idea of mitzvos, yes, there's idea of Torah, idea of Zchus Avos, and many Zchuyos. But in this context, it's not going to help. It's a machlokas tanoim about how the miracle of Mesota worked. Pretty amazing, right? How it worked, machlokas. So we'll have to maybe rebut a base of Mikdash and find out. But Rabbi Shimon says, Zechus was not tola b'mayim ha'marim. V'imata omer, Zechus tola b'mayim ha'marim. If you say that Zechus is tola in the mayim ha'marim, so then it's going to cause a problem. Madhe ata es ha'mayim b'fnei kol ha'nashim ha'shosos. You will be madhe. What's madhe? See on the side, it says, machshich gvano. You will weaken. It will not be as effective for all the women that drink, because all the women, we want to scare them, we want to make sure that they would admit, they wouldn't want to drink, they wouldn't want to get Hashem's name erased, but here they know that they're always going to have an out. Oh, I have some zechuyos, I sent my kids to yeshiva, I did this, I did that, so they won't be scared of the water. So that's a little weaken it in the eyes of the women. Umotzi ata shemra, and also it will be motzi shemra ala tahoros on the women that did drink, that were innocent, sheshasu, sheomrim tmeosein, ela shetilsa len zechus. Right? We know that the whole idea of having the water not affect the woman proves her innocence. That's what we discussed twice already in the Masechta from Yaakov Kamenetsky, the beautiful idea that the meisota is the only thing that will allow a husband and wife to come back together and trust each other that nothing occurred, because how else would a husband know that nothing happened? He'll always libo nokfo. He won't believe the witnesses. He'll only need HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal himself coming to testify that nothing occurred, and that happens through the Mesota. But says Rabbi Shimon, if there's always a schus, then that's not going to work. The whole purpose of the Mesota will backfire. The women who should be scared of it won't be scared, and the women who should be proven innocent won't be proven innocent, because people will always be second-guessing that there was a different reason for the water not to work. So that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon rejects the whole idea of zechus. Rabbi Omer, but Rabbi says no. Rabbi says there's like a middle approach. Has zechus tola, but mayim hamarim. Zechus is tola, but it doesn't mean that nothing happens. The ena yoledes, the ena meshavachas. The zechus is tola, but during that time, as the delay occurs, she does not have children, as the promise after she's innocent, she doesn't have the children. Veina mashbachas, as she doesn't grow and get better. Elamis navna v'olechas, but she slowly wastes away from the time that she drinks until the time that the punishment actually takes place. Lasofi mesa v'osa misa, but at the end she gets the same misa that others got without the schus. That's Rebbe, so maybe Rebbe's saying that to connote that, don't worry, If there's no nevel that occurred, so then you can trust that the women who drank were totally innocent. You know, one might ask, isn't it just better then? Like, this is better? It's better if she has a schus that she dies slowly, right? If she doesn't have a schus, that she dies right away. You know, one might think that it's worse to die slowly and to be misnavel over a year or two and then die, right? But the Gemara Mishnah said that's a schus. Rabbi says schus tola, then she's able to die slowly, right? We had a similar question that we asked back in the first parak. If you remember, we had the Gemara about the three that were in the Eitzah with Paro. The Gemara said earlier back on Daf Yud Aleph, in those areas, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Simoi, Shlosha Yubosa Eitza. There were three that were in the Eitza with Paro. Bilam, Eov, V'Yisro. The big three. Bilam, Sheyaatz, Narag. Bilam, that gave the advice to throw the babies in the river to kill them. He was killed. Eov, Sheshasak, Nidom, V'Yisurin. Eov, that was quiet, that didn't say a word. He got Yisurin, as we know, Eov's life. Yisro, Shabarach Zachu Mirebanav Shiyashub Lishas Hagazis. And Yisro, who ran away, his children were zochet to be members of the Sanhedrin. So Yisro, Chaim Shmuel Evitz, asked the Bali Musar, was that better? Eov had a better life than Bilam. Right? Eov was zochet. He didn't give the advice. He was quiet. So what happened? He had a life of Yisurin. Is that better than just dying at one moment, right, by the sword, by Bilam? Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, it must be. You see from the Gemara, yes. You see from the Gemara that life, no matter what level life is still of infinite value, and therefore Eov is considered on a higher level, so to speak, in terms of what he received, than Bilam. So one might say the same idea here, right, that this woman, Schus is Tola, Rebbe says, I miss Navla Vaholechas, is that better than just dying at one point? Just die at the beginning. Wouldn't that be what a person wants? So says the Rebbe. No, says Rebbe. It's a moment of life, infinite value, and therefore that is considered a schus. Obviously, this has ramifications for end of life issues and very serious shilas that have to be asked to the Gdolei HaPoskim in terms of. Obviously, we believe in the infinite value of life, and Chas V'Shalom, nobody is ever allowed to any type of physician-assisted suicide is obviously against the Torah, and any type of what we would call, what Halacha would call, murder, whether it's starving or not giving liquid, right? There are basic needs that the Yada says one is not allowed to take away from. What's beyond that? What's called supernatural measures? What's called letting nature take its course in terms of the infinite value of life, balanced with the fact that sometimes nature is taking its course, like the Ramah writes in Yeridaya about removing certain impediments to death. So that obviously is very serious shilas, which have to be asked in each and every case to the Gdolei HaPoskim. Okay, so that is all part one, finishing up the discussion of the Zechuyos of the Mishnah. And remember, we got into, once we were talking about the Zechuyos of the Mishnah and different types of what it is regarding the, it's a good idea to let the women know about these halachas. We had a machlokas tanoim about whether it's tiflus or not. Then we got into a little other discussions about what else is tiflus and chasid shote and rasha arum. That was all the discussion. And now we just finished up the message of the zechuyos. Again, there's more from yesterday's daf about shalom lishma, but we'll see if we have time at the end. But now it says the Mishnah, getting back to Inyani Sota specifically. Nintveis min chasa achlo kitcha bekli. So what happens if we know a Karban Mincha is brought? Who brings the Karban Mincha? Remember, the Baal brings the Karban Mincha. That was the first mission in the second parak. The Baal brings the Karban Mincha on behalf of his wife, or on behalf of himself also. And what happens if it became Tamei before it was put into the Kli Sharis? Nidmeis B'Chasa Achlo Kitcha B'Kli. We learned earlier, back in the beginning of the second parak, that there are two stages of the Kedusha, the Hakdasha of a Karban Mincha. It goes into one Kli, then it goes into another Kli, the whole Mincha, and then the Kometz goes into a second Kli after you do the, after the Kohen does the Kemitza. What happens though if it became Tamei? Before it went into the Kli, Harihi Kachol Hamenachos V'Tipadeh. It's like all Karbanis Mincha that become Tamei at a very early stage. They can be redeemed. It does not have Kedushas HaGuf yet. Right? Unlike, we mentioned then, unlike an animal, where right when I am makdish an animal, and I have in mind to use it as a karban, it might achieve kedushas haguf, because an animal becomes sanctified through kedushas peh, yes, there is something added when I shech the animal, as the Gemara says there in the beginning of the second parak. But it could achieve kedushas haguf right away. By a karban mincha, if I'm makdish my flour, flour, and I'm go, or my grain, and it's going to be ground up, and the poskim say that there is not full kedushas haguf yet. Right? There's kedushas damim, and therefore if something happens, it can still be redeemed. That's what the Mishnah says here. If it became tamei before it was niskadesh bekli, it's like all other karbanas mincha, and it can be redeemed. And Rashi quotes, v'teitzei l'chulin, and the flour becomes chulin. It's tamei chulin, but it's chulin now, no kedusha whatsoever. Umei hamos yiknah cheres, and from the money that I redeemed it with, I buy another karban mincha. Fine. That's if it became tamei before. But v'imi shekidsha b'kli, but if it became sanctified in the kli, now it has kedushas haguf, and now it became tamei, so then hari kachal menachos v'tisarev, and then it has to be deburned, because once something has kedushas haguf, it cannot be redeemed. It does not go to chulin. Even an animal, right? We know the halachas. What happens if an animal has kedushas haguf, and then it gets a mum? What if an animal gets a mum? So it does. It still has kedushas aguf, somewhat. So even if it is redeemed, there are still isurim that apply. Psulei hamukdashim, as it's called, right? It's still usur to shear, it's usur to work, usur begiza bavoda. There are limitations, so it doesn't never loses it. And so to here, once it has kedushas haguf, so it has to be burnt. The elu shemichoseim nisrafos. The following carbonous mincha are the ones that are burned, that cannot be sacrificed, that can't be huktar normally on the mizbeach. So all of these, what do all these have in common? That the function of the carbon mincha here is not going to be needed. And therefore, you just burn it instead of being makter it on the mizbeach. So we had some of these already. The Gemara in the first parak quoted this Mishnah. So we're going to review some of them. If a woman admits that she did it. She admits that she was guilty, and that is why the whole point of the Karban Mincha and the Mehamar and the whole process is to be mevarer what occurred. But now we know what occurred, at least in terms of having her divorced and losing her ksuba. So, Tamei Lacha, Rashi says, where this is quoted back on Davav, Bifnei Bezdin. Rashi has those two words, the top Rashi on Vav Mabez, Homeris Tamei Ani, Shahodasa Bezdin Al Kilkula. Shahayu Ma'aymin Allah, Gede Tani B'mas Nisan. Specifically admits in front of Bezdin. And the Mefarshim explain, why Davka does Rashi emphasize that it has to be in front of Bezdin? What if she admits to her husband? Maybe Rashi's emphasizing that she can't then turn around the next day and change her mind. Because what does the Mishnah say here? That you burn her mincha. You burn her mincha, that means whatever she said is significant. What happens if she gives an amasla? She gives an excuse. So the halacha is sometimes amasla'os work, if it's outside of Bezdin. The Gemara in Ksubis discusses, what happens if somebody comes to court and says, there are cases that there are a bunch of men coming to try to win a woman's hand in marriage, and she says, I'm taken. I'm married already. I'm miskadesh, I'm taken. And then they leave, and then she says, I'm not really married. I just didn't want them to, I wasn't interested in any of them. Right? So the Gemara says, if the amasla, if the excuse makes sense, then we trust it. But if it's in Bezdin, it's different. Because in Bezdin, it has the status of Edus. And therefore, Edus, we pass in Kivin Shehigid, Shuvena Chozer Umagid. Once the Edus was given, then you can't retract. So that's why the Makar Baruch writes here, that's why Rashi says Dafka in Bezdin. Because here we're going to burn the Mincha. We're going to burn the Mincha, but if she's able to retract, so then why should we burn the Mincha? So it must be that it's in Bezdin. That's why Rashi says that. Behechrech lo mo'e la masla, ve'ini yichol alachzer bar. She can't retract, she lo'kein, lo'aisem in chasin esrefes. Right, the Mincha wouldn't be burned. So therefore, we wouldn't. That's why Rashi Dafka says it's in front of Bezdin. And the language of the Hafla, Kivichai Sanemonis Bidin Edus, Eina Choseris Umagedis Afba Masla. Right? That's what the Hafla explains in Mesechus Ksubis on those Gemaras on Daf Chav Beis. That's why Rashi says in Bezdin. So let's continue. So which mincha, carbonous mincha are burned? So number one, that if a woman says, I'm guilty. Vishabala Edim Shitmeya. Or if Edim come that say she's guilty. Again, this Karban Mincha is not going to serve its purpose because it's not going to be a Mavar, you already know. She's not Chayevis Misa because there was no Hasra, but there were Edim that occurred. So she doesn't drink. Vahomeres, or if she didn't drink yet. Vahomeres Eni Shose. If a woman says, I'm not drinking. So as we said earlier, this must be before Hashem's name is erased. After Hashem's name is erased, if you remember, we basically force her to drink because we don't want Hashem's name to be erased for nothing. So if she says I'm guilty, then we don't make her drink. She answered the question. But if she just says I'm not drinking because she's scared, we're not sure, then we would be machriach her to drink. But this must be a case, and he shows her where maybe the name was not erased yet. Vishabala ena rotza lashkosa. What if the husband all of a sudden gets cold feet? I can't bear to watch my wife go through this. I'm not going to be mashka her. And that's the halacha. The Baal has to be mashka the wife. That's also a case where we would not. The Karban Mincha now doesn't have a purpose anymore. Visha Baala Baal Ebaderech. Or in a case where the husband was boil her on the way. We know the halacha is the Mishnah said in the first parak, we sent two Talmid Chachamim with her to make sure. Rabbi Yehuda says we're not worried because he's on his way to be mashka her. We're not worried anything's going to happen. But if we know Baal Ebaderech, then again the water's not going to work. And therefore, the Karban Mincha doesn't serve its purpose. Asks Tosvos. It's on the bottom of the previous Amud. One second. Where the Baal is boil her beforehand, that's a case where the Mincha is going to be burned. Remember we said earlier in the Masechta that, asked Tosvos, that if there's a problem before the mincha is put into the klisharis, and it is what we would call a hakdasha bita'us. It's a mistaken hakdasha originally, then the whole hakdasha doesn't work, and the carbon mincha doesn't have kedusha, and it's just nifta, and it doesn't have kedusha at all. So he asked Tosfos, here the Baal was baller baderech, isn't that before there's a hakdasha bekli? So the whole hakdasha shouldn't work, it shouldn't have to be nisrafes, it should just be, go to chulin. Tamalari has Tosfos on the bottom. A minus rafes, kivan de bederech ba'aleha, hainu kodem shetikdosh. That's before the whole hakdasha took place. V'kivan de'ein amayim botkinosa, kidda amar, like we said, we're going to say, v'nika ha'ish me'avon, bizmacho ha'ish menuka me'avon v'chulu, right? If we know, it only works if the husband is also innocent. Tigli milsela mafreya dechi kadosh b'ta'os kadosh. So you should say that this was all a hakdasha b'ta'os, kidda amrina, like we said earlier in the Masechta. V'shabola edim shitmeh, if edim came, and we didn't know about the Eidim beforehand, and the Klisharis is only Makadesh Baroi. So in Makadesh, what it is fitting, that's Tosfos Kasha. Isn't this a case where it was before the Hakdasha, and therefore it should be a Hekdash B'Tolos, and the Mincha should have been a Srafes? Answers Tosfos, V'nireh, there must be a difference between Eidim coming and the Baal living with his wife beforehand. Venera, fourth to last line, says Tosfos. The Dafka Lagabe Shibola Edim, Shaykh Lamemer Hachi. Only if Edim come, and then we say, oh, we didn't realize there were Edim when we put the Mincha in the Klishari, so the whole thing was mistaken. There we say, the Mincha does not achieve sanctity at all. Why? Because the whole purpose of the Mincha is to clarify, and really, this is clarified already, we just didn't know about it. So that's a mistake. That's a hakdasha betos. The mincha levar avon ukeshiyesh sham edim hare ha avon mevurar vein sarach birur. Aval hacha says Tosfos, this type of information is different than the edim knowing about it. The fact that the Baal lived with her, that doesn't tell me anything about whether the woman's innocent or not. There's a special din that the water is not going to work if the husband is not innocent. But still, we don't know what happened. And if we don't know what happened, still the carbon mincha potentially is called a carbon that's there levarer. You're right. Ultimately, it's not going to do its job because of what the Baal did. But regarding, do we have an answer? We don't have an answer yet. There's still no birur, so the hakdasha is going to work. It's not called the hakdasha betos. Aval hacha shebale baderech shetzarech levarer. Aval gadei mayim botkin. Still, the water's not going to work, but kikadosh meikara shaper kadosh. It's still called a sanctification. Me'acher shalot is barer ha'avon. Right? And there, you're right. Technically, we're not going to give her to drink anymore. But it has not been clarified. So therefore, the hakdasha was still considered a hakdasha. This is an important Tosfos in terms of ba'aleha, ba'aleha baderech. One other point mentioned here in the Gemara, so the Mishnah only just gave all of these examples, where the carbon mincha is going to be burned and the regular avodah is not going to be continued. So if you look on Ba'ala in Eros al Askosha, where the husband doesn't want to be mashkeher, so what is Tosfos, what is the Gilyan Ashas? Rav Akiva Eiger here says, look in Tosfos and Yevamos. So classic, in his classic style, he doesn't really say what his point is. He, most of the time, 90% of Gilyan Ashas is a separate sefer of Rav Yosef Engel. But Gilyan Ashas, plural. I don't know how to say that. Gilyan Ashas is, right? So Rav Akiva Eiger quotes other Rishonim. And usually it's where those Rishonim are quoting our Gemara. And he's usually bothered with a question or saying a chiddush. So Tosfos there in Yevamos that he references quotes our Gemara. The Gemara there also wonders if, like we just said before, from the Hafla, can there be any chazara? Can there be any chazara from the claim that is made? What happens if a husband says, I don't want to, I don't want to be mashkeher, and then he decides, you know what, okay, just go through with it. So Tosfos there in Yevamos, Sadi Hei, proves from our Mishnah that it must be the husband cannot take it back. Once he says, I'm not being mashkeher, it must be that she cannot be chozer, or else we wouldn't burn the carbon mincha. Right, exactly what the Hafla said before about what Rashi says b'fnei Bezdin, that's what Tosfos in Yevamos, Sadi Hei, says about this line. Eini mashke shuv in yochal ashkosa. He can't be mashke her. V'amar Rabbeinu Yitzchak sheish lo chiyach ksas. Tchi omer eini mashke. Tani b'masisan besota. Bahadi hanu de minchosei nisrafos. She'ein re'uyos o lishtos. She's no longer a royal. It shows that the mincha is going to be burned. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is noting that our Mishnah is a raya over there for Tosfos that the mincha is, that he cannot retract, and therefore the mincha is going to be burnt. Okay, that's all the next part of the Mishnah. Next, fourth line. V'chol ha'nesuos la'kohanim, minchos ha'nesrafos. And now we're generalizing. Generalizing, we're not only talking now about carbon asota. Any carbon mincha, if any woman is married to a kohen, and she has to bring a carbon mincha for some reason, her mincha is nesrafes. What does that mean? We know there's a special din. That usually a carbon mincha brought by a Levi or Yisrael, what's the halacha? You burn the kometz, the little section that's under the three fingers of the Kohen after Dun Kamitza, and the rest of it is called the Shirayim. The Shirayim are Ne'echolin. The leftovers are eaten by who? Not by me, by the Zichrei Kahuna. A carbon mincha is Kachi Kachim, so the Zichrei Kahuna are allowed to eat that in the Azara. But there's a special din by a Minchas Kohen. If a carbon Kohen brings a carbon mincha, it is Khalil. It was totally burned on the Mizbeach. That is the halacha, and it's a special osase. Special osase in the Torah, the Sefer Chinuch writes this in Mitzvah Kuf Lamid Zayin, in Isser Doraisa, to eat from a carbon mincha of a Kohen. Shelo lecho mimichas Kohen. Shineamar v'chol mimichas Kohen Khalil tiyeh lo seyachel. Right? Pasuk in Parshas Sav. That's the halacha, based on the Rambam, but that is, everybody agrees it's the halacha. The question is it counted as a separate mitzvah? But the halacha is that a minchas kohen is totally burned, is not eaten. So says our Mishnah, if a woman is married to a kohen, same halacha, the husband has enough rights in it that it's going to be burned. Bas Yisrael, let's keep reading. Then we'll talk more about that halacha when we get to the Gemara about the mincha of a kohen. Bas Yisrael shenises la kohen minchasa nisrefes. A bas Yisrael that's married to a kohen, right? Her mincha is nisrefes, as we just said. The husband has a hand in it, and therefore it's going to be burned. Be considered a minchas kohen. The kohenes shenises li Yisrael. What about the opposite? A bas kohen that he's married to a Yisrael, then minchas necheles, then her carbon mincha is eaten because she's no longer has the status of a kohen. She's married to a Yisrael, so that's it. She's her carbon mincha is eaten. And now the Mishnah generalizes. Ma be kohen lekohenes. Once we mention this difference in halacha between the carbon mincha of a woman married to a Kohen, and a Bas Kohen married to a Yisrael, so we're going to generalize, and then we're going to generalize even more. But first we'll talk about what's the difference between a male Kohen and a female Kohenes, Bas Kohen, Minchas Kohenes, Ne'echeles, so Minchas Kohen and Ne'echeles. That's the first difference. A Mincha, the carbon Mincha of a Bas Kohen, if she's not married to a Kohen, then it can be eaten. That does not have this special din of a Kohen, not a Kohenes. But a Minchas Kohen ain't an Echeles.
Ishes Kohen is not Kohenes.
So here, what it means, right, here, it's not talking about an Ishes Kohen. They have to know where, how Kohenes is used. It's used in different contexts in different ways. Here it's talking about, let's say, a Bas Kohen. A Bas Kohen, would not her, right, and Rashi, no, look at Rashi. Rashi, our greatest Rebbe, third line, Kohenes, Bas Kohen. Right, Rashi knows that in this context, that's what it means. A Bas Kohen, who brings a carbon mincha, let's say a single Bas Kohen, her carbon is going to be eaten, and Minchas Kohen will not. Number two, Kohenes Mischaleles, for Kohen ain't Mischalel. A Bas Kohen can be Mischaleles if she is Nivala Lapasola, then she loses, she becomes a Chalala, and then she, no longer as Klushas Kahuna in terms of Truma, in terms of other halachas. The Kohen name is Chala, but a Kohen is not. If a Kohen, let's say a Kohen marries a Grusha, that's an Issa D'Araisa, he's living in sin, but he does not become a Chala. We'll get back to that halacha let's stop to talk about that for a second. Pashtus is that nothing happens to his status. That's a special din. His children are Chalalim. His wife is Nischalala, but he is not. The Rambam notes here, in the Pirush Mishnayis, he's still pasul as long as he's married to this woman. He's living in sin. Avalu pasul calls manchu omed im zos haisha sha'asa chalala. Kigon kohen shenasa grusha. Kivan sha'ba'al le'anasis chalala. Right, she becomes a chalala. V'zeh kohen calls manchu imahu pasul la'avoda. He's still pasul la'avoda as he's still married. V'im girsha v'nada shelo yisa isha ba'aveira kamoshi yisbar. He's got to do tshuva. But either way, the Rambam says he's pasul. Is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? When a kohen is married to a grusha, his status being affected. Is that a daraisa or a drabanan? So you might say most of the sources seem like it's a psul drabanan, because it keeps saying throughout Shas, Kohen is not nischalel. She's nischalelus. Like here, our Mishnah says, Kohen eina ein mischalel. But Rav Yashivir quotes the chuvas of Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi. Mizrahi, the great commentary on Rashi, he also has chuvas. He writes there, it's a din daraisa. It's a din d'oraisa that while a Kohen is in the sinful marriage, he is considered pasul d'oraisa. Based on a medrash in the Torah's Kohanim, mechulal v'omed mi d'oraisa kolzman shehi imo. Right? By other statuses of chalal, so then that's permanent. Right? Even if they get divorced, he's already in this chalal, and the children are chalalim. But here, while he's married, he does not have the status of a Kohen. Unbelievable, according to this daya. And he's a chalal. And Rabbi Yashiv then says, it even comes out, nafkamina lakula. Nafkamina lakula, why? The Rambam writes, a chalal is not mitzuvah until must kohen him. If there is a chalal, he can go to a cemetery. Right? He's not mitzuvah, he's not a kohen anymore. So hua dinami suggests Rabbi Yashiv. This kohen that's married to a grusha, the history bo shalo yitam elamesim, and they say, don't go into a cemetery. And he goes in, he's not going to get malchus. Because he has the status of a chalal midaraisa. Unbelievable chiddush. And that which it says, hacha, kohenes mischalelas, kohen ein mischalel, hainu la'olam. Our Mishnah means he's not nischalel forever, but belizman, temporarily, while he's married to the grusha, so then he would be mischalel midaraisa. Amazing chiddush, that's the day he quotes of Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. Okay, let's continue now. So again, what are the differences between a bas kohen and a kohen? So number one is their carbon mincha. Number two is the halacha of chalol in terms of permanentness. Number three, kohenes mitame lemesim, ain't kohen mitame lemesim. A bas kohen can go into a cemetery. She's mitame lemesim. There's no iser. Oh, here it's even an ashes kohen. Right? You might also include it. They ain't kohen mitame lemesim, but a kohen is not allowed to be mitame lemesim. The Maris Chayas here notes, why doesn't the Mishnah also say the halacha of a kohen is chayiv to be metame for his seven relatives? Chayiv to be metame. And an Ashes Kohen or a Bas Kohen is not chayiv. So, it says the Maritz Chayas, maybe it's a function, if you look in the Rambam and others, it's a function of this halacha, of this other nafkamina. The fact that he's always usur, the Torah demands that he does it in these cases. So it's included in this nafkamina that's quoted. But if it's not usur, always, so then there's no additional chayiv in halacha, right? If you remember, the Sefer Achinah quotes about that halacha, Derechel Darchei Noam. It's on the list of Derechel Darchei Noam that the Kohen is allowed to be metame for his relatives because it's his family. He's going to be in pain. He's going to want to be there. So even though the Kohen is usually on a higher standard for Tuma, when it comes to primary relatives, the halacha is that he not only can, but must be metame for his relatives, because that's what's appropriate. He can't even be macher and say, you know what, I'm a Kohen, I'm not. No! Halacha says that he has to. Vaiter, Kohen ochel b'kachshei kachshim, ve'kohen es ochel b'kachshei kachshim. Only the zichrei kahuna can eat kachshei kachshim, mincha, chatas, asham. All of those are only for the zichrei kahuna and not for the women. So that is all. Those are all the differences between Kohen and Kohenes. Vaiter. Now we generalize even more. Ma b'nish l'isha. Once we're talking about differences between male and female Kohanim, what about general differences between men and women in halacha? So the Mishnah quotes about 10 differences. Ma ben ish leisha, ha ish parea uforeim. A man, when he becomes a mitzora, he has to grow his hair long, he has to tear kriya, he has to rip his clothing. Ve'en isha paras uforemes, but a woman does not. Next, ha ish madir ben obenazir. We learned this back in Masechta Nazir. A man can be madir his son in becoming a Nazir. What does that mean? Even when his son is a katan, he can be madir. Tosfos and Nazir says that there are two ways that a father could do this. He could either say, he could actually accept it. Nazir chafches, sheyomar yehe b'ni Nazir, v'yaschilu minyan ayamim miyad, afilu ena ben yodea, sh'aviv yidiru b'nazir. The father can mamish accept it for the son, or sheyitzave l'bno, sheyomar hareini Nazir, or just to convince the son that he should be a Nazir. But either way, the father has certain rights that to make the son into a Nazir. Ve'no isha maderes b'na b'nazir. But a woman doesn't have those rights. The Radak in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel discusses a question that all the Achronim are bothered by. The Radak says, so how did Shmuel become a Nazir? According to that Deya. Last Mishnah Nazir. Remember the Machlokas Tanoim, whether Shmuel was a Nazir or not. Assuming Shmuel was a Nazir, so how did Chana except Nazirus for Shmuel. Our Mishnah says Beferish that a mother cannot be Madir as Bina Benazir. Only a father can. So the Radak says, it must be, even though I don't like it, it must be that she then went to Elkanah and convinced him, and he agreed, and he was the one that did it. But he says, Iker Chasam and Asefer, and the question is better than the answer. He says, why isn't this discussed in Shas? It's not. That's what he says. He says, I don't know why. He throws up his hands to Radak. He says, I don't know. He says, V'yoter tamua, shelo dibru chazal mizeh klum, lo betalmid v'lo bemedrash. Okay, you have to say it was Elkanah and Archana, but is that what the psukim say? And it's dachuk. So he just says of Sarachian. Sarachian, why? The Tiferes Yisrael also quotes this on the Mishnah at the end of Nazir, how did Archana do it? And everybody says it must be somehow that Elkanah convinced Shmuel to do it, or that he agreed with Chana. But either way, it is a Sarachian. Okay, but either way, this is halacha that a man can be married to the bino, but they're not the isha, not the maderes, the bino. The Menachas Chiddek discusses a lot of details of this as well. But we continue. Ha'ish megalech ha'naziris aviv, v'ini ha'isha megalech ha'naziris aviyah. Also, we had back in the Mishnah in Masechet Nazir, a man could use the karbanos of his father's naziris, but he cannot use, a woman who could be a Nazira, cannot use the karbanos of her father. And we discussed then the details. The father died first before the son was a Nazir, and maybe this is only talking about anonymous money that was designated by the father, that's halacha Moshe Bissinai that we discussed then, all the different details about this halacha. Continuing. Ha'ish makadesh is bita, ve'ino isha miskadesh is bita. A man could be makadesh, his daughter, when she is a ketana, kiddush ketana, but a woman does not have that power. We know on a Daraisa level, a woman can be married in one of two ways, either herself or her father. This is called Kiddush Ektana. And whenever this comes up, it's important to remember the Tosfos and Maseches Kiddushin. One might think, what kind of halacha is this? A father accepted Kiddushin on his daughter's behalf. Obviously, Bisman Hazeh, it's totally wrong and totally abuse of the system. But in other time periods in Jewish history, it was something that was very, very needed. And it was a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember Tosfos at the beginning of the second parak in Maseches Kiddushin. Tosfos says that we do it today. V'yachshav. Sha'anu no'agim l'kadesh b'noseinu. Afilu k'tanos. Tosfos says, Mem Aleph Amad Aleph in Kiddushin. We, who always, even though the Gemara says that it's not a good idea to do it because wait for the girl to get old enough to express her own opinion. So Tosfos says, how do we do it bizman hazeh? Hainu mishum, that's only because. You know why we do it today? Says Tosfos, living during the Crusades. Shebechol yom ba'yom ha'golus miskaber aleinu. The golus gets greater on us. Vim yesipek bi'ar adam achshav. Laseis labito nedunya. If somebody has enough money to give a dowry to his daughter, and then he has a suitor, and he has a son-in-law that is great, with all midas and family. So you do it. Shema la'achers man lo yesibig biado. V'teshi bito aguna la'olam. If you're able, based on historical, if you're able to set it up to shidduch right now, everybody, the daughter would want it. Because maybe she'll never get married. So at times in history, this was a tremendous chesed that Torah allows. But in general, obviously, in our day and age, it is just a halacha to be learned about in the Beis Medrash. So the ish is mekadesh es bita, ve ishim is kadesh es bita. Ha ish mocher es bita, ve ina ishim mocher es bita. Also, a man can be mocher his daughter if he is very poor and he, again, wants his daughter to have a steady job, to be able to have somebody take care of her. Sell her as a oma ivriya, which he is a ketana, but a mother cannot. Ha'ish niskal arum, ve'ina ish niskal zaruma. If a man is chayiv misa, dal misa's bezdin, so he is niskal arum, this was a machlokas tanoim. Our Mishnah is saying, like the Deah, that arum, that he is niskal arum, naked, only with a little covering, ve'ina ish niskal zaruma, that is a woman is niskelas clothed. Ha'ish nitzla ve'ina nitzlas, and after the Mises Bezdin the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, calling us called a nitzlin, so it only applies to a man according to our Mishnah and not to a woman. Ha'ish nimkar b'gnevaso, also if a man steals, only a man is sold as an Evan Ivri in his Gneva ve'ina ishin nimkar is b'gnevaso, but a woman is not sold in her stealing, and again the Gemara is going to have psukim to learn out all of these halachos. Tosfos on Amud Beis. It's printed on Amud Beis. In Tosfos, Ma Bein Ish L'Isha, right, it has to do with our Mishnah, quotes the Tosefta with 10 other examples. 10 other differences. What do you mean? What about Mitzvah Zaseishas Van Groma? That's a big one. What about that? What about the halacha of cutting off your payas? What about the halacha of Ben Sarah Moreh, Eved Ivri? There are many others. So this Mishnah is not an all-inclusive list of differences between men and women. It's a lot, but the Tosefta has more, which hopefully we'll talk more about when we turn the page. But now let's continue first in the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Getting back to the middle section of the Mishnah, though. And that was about the Karban Mincha. Says the Tosefta, says the Gemara. Kala Nesuos Laguna Minchos Nisrafos. Any woman who is married to a Kohen, her Karban Mincha is Nisraf, meaning it cannot be eaten, and it cannot be, the regular avoda cannot be done. Let's see what the Gemara means. Rashi here says, we're talking about any mincha. See first Rashi on the Gemara, achas minchas sota v'achas minchas nedava. Minchas sota nedava, let's say a woman just wants to give a carbon nedava. Right, it doesn't matter, all carbonos that a woman brings when she's married to a Kohen, the usual avoda is not done. Ketzad, let me explain, says the Tosefta. Kohenes levia v'yisraelos, sheniseis lakohen, ein minchasa necheles. Well, her karban can't be eaten in the normal way, right? The shirayim, why? B'b'neshiyish lo chelik ba, because the husband has a chelik in it, so it's a little bit called a mincha v'kohen. V'eina ola kaleil, but it also is not burned totally, like a regular karban mincha of a kohen is, b'b'neshiyish lo chelik ba, because she has a chelik in it too. And a mincha of a kohenes is eaten. So this one is in limbo. It has a little bit of her and a little bit of him. So what do you do? Ella, you do kmitza, but then ella kometz karav atzman vashirayim kriven atzman. But then you have to burn both sections. You have to do kmitza because it's connected to her, but you have to burn both because it's connected to him. That is what you do, says the Tosefta. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. Ikri kan kol shem yimenu le'ishim hariyu b'vatak tiru. There's an iser d'oraisa to burn something that's supposed to be eaten. So how can we take the chances here? Here, on the one hand, it's her karban mincha, and that's telling us that it should be eaten, the shirayim. So how are we allowed to burn it? It's an iser d'oraisa. There's a chshash, we're burning the part that should be eaten. Answers the Gemara, Amr Abiyud, the Breder of Shimon ben Pazi, Demasik Lul Lashem Eitzim. You're right, it's a problem. But there is an opinion in Mesechus Vachin that says, if you're ever in this predicament, that you have to burn something just in case, have Kavana. Rashi's Lashon here, and Tosa doesn't like it. But Rashi basically says, you make a Tznai. You make a Tznai. What I'm burning, if it's supposed to be burned as a carbon, burn it as a carbon. But if not, let it be treated as firewood. Let it be treated as fuel on the Mizbeach, and therefore it's not a violation of giving something that's not supposed to be a carbon as a carbon. So Rashi says that. That's how Rashi explains this. The Masik Lul Shem Eitzim. Kerebi Eliezer, the Rebbe Lazar, the Tanya Blazar, Omer, like Rebbe Lazar says in a different context, in Meseches Vachim, where also you have limbs that were mixed up, limbs of an Ola, limbs of a Chatas, so you're not sure exactly what to burn. Rebbe Lazar says, burn it. And you know what you have in mind? L'reach nicholach iatamale. Don't have in mind that it should be a reach nicholach to Hashem. Aval atamale l'shem eitzim. Have in mind that you're using it as fuel. And that's not a violation according to Rebbe Lazar. So says the Gemara, honey, chol Rebbe Lazar d'islehai svara. That works according to Rebbe Lazar, who holds of this svara. And you can make a tznai. Again, Tosis doesn't like the word tznai here, but that's how Rashi assumes to be understanding. Ela the Rabbanan, who I svar ma'ika l'meimar, but according to the Rabbanan, who don't say you could do this like this, it's like a joke. What do you mean? You're burning something that's supposed to be burned. Oh, you have in mind this should be like firewood. Say the Rabbanan who argue on that svar, you can't do that. That doesn't work, so how else do you solve the problem here? You're potentially burning something that's supposed to be eaten. That's an issa d'oraisa. So the Gemara says, "Da'avli dehu kareb elazer reb Shimon." You don't burn it on the Mizbeach. You burn it next to the Mizbeach. So that solves the problem. Like Elazer reb Shimon says in a different context. Again, the context of, you have, the Tanya, we know that most Averos, you have to bring a Karban Chatas. But there are a couple of Averos that you have to bring a Karban Asham, and a couple of Averos you have to bring what's called an Olev Yored. Olev Yored, there are three Averos. Rashi quotes here, three Averos that if I did one of these, then it depends on my financial bracket. And if somebody's really, really poor, they bring a Karban Mincha, a Minchas Chote. Right, what three Averos? Rashi quotes the Shmias Kol, right, if it's Shvuas Ha'edus, and Bitui Sfasayim, right, if you make a Shvuas, an inappropriate Shvua, or you walked into the Beis HaMikdash when you weren't supposed to. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha when you were Tame. Okay, those are the Averos. So, in that case, a Minchas Chote, what's the halacha of a Minchas Chote? What happens with the Karban Mincha? Where is it burned? So that's 3 days in the Tanoim. The Tanakama says it's burned, it's Kuo Kaliu. It's like a Minchas Kohen. You treat it like a Minchas Kohen, it's Kulo Kalil Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon holds there that you're makriv the Komet separately and you're makriv the Shirayim separately. Rashi quotes all these opinions. And the one that we're interested in is the third opinion. Rablazer Rab Shimon. What does he say to do? Detanya, Rablazer Rab Shimon Omer, HaKometz Karab Ba'atzmo. The Kometz is Hukrav, because that for sure has to be Hukrav. VaHashirayim Mispazrim Al Beis Hadeshen. And the Shirayim aren't burned in the Mizbeach, because that would be a potential problem, but it is scattered on the fire that is next to the pile of the ashes next to the Mizbeach, and therefore that's how you solve the problem here too. That's what you would do by this in the Tosefta case. Why min Chosei Nisrafos? In all these cases, it wouldn't be a problem of burning something that's supposed to be eaten. And the Gemara even ends off by saying, "V'yafilu Rabbanan lo pli yalei der blazer Rab Shimon elav min Chaschodei Shalkanim de basak Ravehi." And the Rabbanan in that brisa, in the discussion in Zvachim, only argue the Tanakama, meaning who says usually it's burned, only argue on Rabbi Reb Shimon by a Minchas Chotei of Kohanim, the Bas HaKrovahi, which is supposed to be burned. Aval Baha, Afilu Rabbana Moda. But here, they would also agree, and therefore, the Rabbana would agree that it's Mispazeres Al Gabe Beis HaDeshen, and therefore there's no problem. Fine. So this is all just finishing up the Minchas Sota, but now we still have a lot to talk about in terms of all the other differences mentioned in the Mishnah and in the Brisa. Let's just do the first one and get back to what we mentioned earlier. Bas Yisrael HaNesua V'chulu. So we mentioned only a Kohen's Mincha is burned on the Mizbeach, but a Kohenes and a Bas Kohen, that one's eaten. My time, Adam Akra. V'chol Minchas Kohen Kalil Tiel Lo Seachel. Kohen V'lo Kohenes. That's the din. A Minchas Kohen is totally burned, but a Minchas Kohenes is not totally burned. The Mefarshim discussed the reason. Why is a Minchas Kohen totally burned on the Mizbeach? Why can't it be eaten like the rest of the Karbanis Mincha? So the Sefer HaChinuch says, think about it. A Kohen is bringing his Karban Mincha. What does he do? He takes a little bit off, burns it, and then what? Then he's going to eat the rest of it. See, he's not going to feel like he gave anything. When you give a carbon, you have to give something. So by other carbonos, you for sure, something is burned, the fats are burned, and by a chatos, you're gonna share by the, if a coin brings a carbon chatos, it's, there's parts of it that he doesn't eat. But by a carbon mincha, he's basically gonna eat the whole thing. Vim yochal akoy minchaso, says the Sefer HaChinuch, lo yis orer libo ala yafe. It's not gonna inspire him. She dome be'enof ko'ofet pas, letzar chavochlo. It's just like he brought his lunch. Like he brought a sandwich. The avki yochlu chaverav shelo v'hu shelohen. And even if you want to say, well, I'll eat yours and you'll eat mine, yale hakol lechesbon echad lachein tziva shetehe kalil lo tochal l'shum adam. So that's why we say we want the kohen to feel a little pinch in the pocketbook when he brings it. He's not going to eat it. So therefore, says the Sefer HaChinuch, we don't allow the kohen to eat it. The Rambam also says that in the Mor Nevuchim, shem yochal kohen es mincha hari lo hevi klum. It doesn't bring anything. Another reason given is that, again, special dinim, you know, for a Kohen. Other reasons given. If you look in the Zion Latari, he quotes some other reasons. But, we'll continue. Says the Gemara now. Kohenes mischalelas, Kohen ain't mischalel. Based on the halacha we said before, only a Kohenes, becomes a chalala, and not the Kohen himself. Minolan, the Amakro, v'lo yichalel zaro ba'amav. He shall not desanctify. He shall not desecrate. He shall not cause them to lose their kedushas kahuna from his children. Zar o mischalel v'hu eino mischalel. Only his children become and not him. So it's again, it's you think about, oh, what do you mean? He should definitely lose his status. It's not a question of how could the Torah say this? It's working in a different way. So they, the children, never have a cheskas kohen. Right when the children are born, they're born pugum. They're called stained. That's why it's easier for the children to become chalalim. He has a cheskas kahuna. To remove a cheskas kohen, that's harder. That's why, ironically, right, you might say the children are chalalim, but the one who caused the chalal, right, it's similar, have a similar halacha by mamzerus. By mamzerus, the father doesn't become a mamzer, the mother doesn't become a mamzeres, it's the children. But, so here too, it goes by the children. But again, keep in mind that Rabbi Elazar Eliyahu Mizrachi, that while he's married, possibly, he's a chalal daraisa. Kohenes betama v'chulu, maitaima, omar kras, so next halacha. A kohenes, an beisesh kohen, a bas kohen, could go into a cemetery, no problem. Only a Kohen is subject. Amar Kra, Amar La Kohanim, B'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron, V'lo B'nosa Aaron. So many of them are first to discuss the double Kedusha of a Kohen, Kohanim, B'nei Aaron. There's a Kedusha that they yarshin from their parents, and a Kedusha that they themselves make for themselves. They are Kohanim, and they are B'nei Aaron. And they really, that applies to every Jew. We are Mamlechas Kohanim, V'goy Kadosh. There's a Kedusha that we get from our parents, and there's a Kedusha that we make for ourselves. Zekei Livian Ve'u, Elokei Avi. Right, every Jew has a double kedusha, and we have to use what we receive from our parents and also achieve our own kedusha. The Rokeach, it's quoted by the Shach in Yeridaya and Hilchas Avelus, started a discussion that many of the Achronim discussed. This Rokeach, fascinating, right? And that is, you know, the case: a pregnant Eishes Kohen, can she go to a cemetery? That's the Shaila, right? Maybe she's pregnant with a boy. And a boy, male Kohen, can't go into a cemetery. That's his sex faker. Maybe it's a girl, and even if it's a boy, maybe it's not kolo chadasha, maybe it's not a bar kayama, so therefore it is okay. That's the sex faker lahakal of the rokeach. What about bisman hazeh, where we can know if it's a boy or a girl with ultrasound? What about tuma belua, the Magen Avraham discusses? How is there any shaykh, any tuma? Surrounded by the mother. What? She only has to eat things, but she's not allowed to get a haircut because she might have a boy. Obviously not. But, the big discussion of that rokeach. Weiter. Kohen ochel bakashe kachim dechsiv, kozachar bebneach kohen aron yochelena. Only a kohen, a male kohen, and mikache kachim. Again, each of these we could spend many hours on, but this is just a list. So those are all the differences about kahuna. Ma ben ish leisha. What about v'chulo, the general differences between men and women listed in the Mishnah? Tana Rabbanan. Ish. Ein liela ish isha minayin by tsaras. Kishu omer v'hat saru asher bo harei kan shnayim. So you know that whole phrase is extra. So you know all of Hilcha Tsaras apply both to men and women. Imkein ma tamal omar ish. So why did it specify ish? That this detail does not apply to women. Le'inyin shalamata ish poreya v'chulo, about growing the hair long and tearing one's clothing. That was a machlokes in Nazir, what the source was. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ibn Nazir. But one of them was halacha Moshe b'Sinai. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ibn Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan said it about three times. Three halachas in Mesechas Nazir, this is two of them. Ho'ish b'kadesh es bito, v'ez ina isha miskadesh es bito, mekadesh es bito, dichsiv, es biti nasati, lush hazeh. The father is talking in that pasuk, and he says, I gave my daughter to this man, in the context of Mosi Shemra. Ha'ish mocher is bito, ve'eno isha mocher is bito. Only a man can sell his wife as his daughter, as an Amma Ivriya, dechsiv ki yimkar ish es bito. Ha'ish diskal arim v'chulu my time of v'ragmu oso him. So my oso, what does that mean? We stone him. Ilema oso velo osa. Is that to teach me that all of Misa's bezin only apply to him and not to her? That's not true. So you see it applies to both. That's in the context of Avodah Zarah. Ela oso velo ksuso velo osa velo ksuso. It means in terms of with clothing or not. Ha'ish nitzla ve'ein v'chulu, only a man is hung by taima omar krav. Esalisa oso ala eitz oso velo osa. Finally, Ishtim Kabigneva Sova and Ishtim Kersbigneva Sa. Only a man is sold after he stole my taima. All these psukim are just the male, Lashon Zachar. Amar Krav Benimbar Bigneva So, Bigneva So, Velo Bigneva Sa. I'd like to talk, maybe we'll start tomorrow's daf with the, discussion at least of Zman Grama. Tosas here discusses the first, the main difference, you would say. The difference in mitzvahs between men and women or Zman Grama. How do you define Zman Grama? There are certain mitzvos that are seen to be Zman Grama that are not, and vice versa. Very famous Ramban, we'll make it famous tomorrow, the Ramban in Maseches Kiddushin, that lists Sfiras HaOmer as a mitzvah asay that is not Zman Grama. So you would think that's the most Zman Grama mitzvah there is. Sfiras HaOmer, you're counting time. So we'll have to talk about that, Rav Hashem, at the beginning of tomorrow's shir. Hadrol HaChayinotel, Rav Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with a couple of ha'aretz on this parak, and then start the fourth parak here in Maseches Sota.